to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I'm feeling good this morning. You know, I'm so thankful, too. I wanted to acknowledge the people that dial in and listen live. What? To get you to stop what you're doing during the course of the day to listen to a show live. You know, it's recorded, and I'm going to replay it in the atmosphere forever and ever because I want you to hear my guests. But thank you so much for joining me on The Edge Live. Today, we have Donna Smith. Now, some would look at her life, maybe, through a lens of it being complicated. Yes, it is complex, and yes, it is perplexing, but yet it is rewarding. She is a woman with multi-layers, her being a retired former senior minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. She was a chief warrant officer 5, the U.S. Army branch of chief warrant officer training, U.S. Army military intelligence readiness command. Did you get all that in your brain? She ain't playing. She got the secrets. She was a senior all-source intelligence technician. She worked at the Pentagon, Brains. Okay, we talking top-notch. But in conjunction with that, she is a mother. She's a gay woman and the mother of a transgender child. And a minister. Girl, I don't know how she got time to be doing all that. So we want to bring her here on the edge, and we want to talk about it all. This is going to be great. It's going to be informative. It's going to be raw. So get comfortable. Get you a cup of tea when we bring on Donna Smith. Hi.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Now, where are you calling from? I don't even know what city you're in. Shame on me.
I'm in lovely Sierra Vista, Arizona.
Arizona.
Right on the
Arizona.
Mexican border. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How's the weather there?
Beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous today.
Now, are you close to Sedona?
No, I am right on the Mexican border. I actually can see Mexico when I'm driving around. So.
Ooh, how's that looking these days?
Oh, from our perspective, it looks great, but from the political side, not so good. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I got to jump in this with both feet because there's so much stuff I want to ask you, okay? So let's get the dirty work out first, and then we'll talk about the love. I like to end on the love, okay? But
sure.
This, you have been in the room, in the secret room, with military leaders and influencers and game changers. I mean, you're not no joke, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these people are just playing with this like they rolling dice. Are you kidding me? I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are on, this is appalling.
It is appalling, and it's craziness. And, you know, this has been a long process. We've had people come across the border since time began, and I don't know why it's such a big deal right now, except Central America is going through an upheaval. And in the 80s, they went through the same upheaval, but we didn't treat the people any different than we do. You know, now we're treating them like they're just awful. And it's the worst thing that the America, you know, United States has a Statue of Liberty says, I welcome everyone. And now we have someone who's like, I don't welcome anybody. It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, let's spread the wealth because it's the sycophants that's following him. One man is an island. Really? I don't know where y'all get that from. You know, they would have had Barack tarred and feathered. Just keep it 100. You know, and the whole cycle of the world, it's not like you just messing with America. You playing with the whole kit and caboodle. Anyway, when you're sitting in those kind of rooms and you're the only woman in the room, what does that feel like?
It feels pretty good because I'm standing up on my own. And it's kind of scary at the same time because, you know, you have to earn the trust of the senior leaders that you're working for. And once you earn their trust, they'll love on you. But if you betray the trust, then you're just meat and you're done. So you really have to work hard and harder to earn their trust than some man does.
Okay, now let's change the outfit a minute. Now you're also a gay woman in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really being true to who you are? How does that feel? In the military,
you know, it's
back
really
in the day when you were in there, you know, we didn't talk about it. You whispered about it, you know.
Yes, it was very much whispered, and that's the scariest part. You're in the room, you're very smart, but you also have this secret that you're hiding. So you put on a facade, and you just act like you're this brave soldier, and you're doing the best you can. And it's very hard, and it takes a toll. It takes a toll every single day.
I know. Okay, so now you have thrust it forward and you've kind of mellowed out. You become a parent. Tell us about that.
Well, my son and I have an unusual relationship. He started off as my daughter, but I met her here at Fort Huachuca. She was a young enlisted person, came from a very struggling, awful background, and I was just mentoring her, you know, to do something about her education, do something about what she wants to do in the Army, and we just had these conversations constantly, and one day she said to me, well, you're more mom to me than my mom, so now you're my mom. Mm. And this has been just a beautiful relationship since that happened. And then she came back from Okinawa and said, you know what, I think I'm a man, and I've been afraid to tell you because I thought I'd lose you as a mom. And I'm like,
what?
Baby, you're stuck with
Shut
me.
Shut the front
yeah.
door.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I bet your face was like, what?
Back.
You know, keep it 100.
Yeah,
I know it was a shock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, didn't you have some inkling all along, really?
Not really, because, you
Not
know,
really.
She was a struggling lesbian. No, she was struggling with her sexuality, and she really didn't know. And that's kind of what, you know, kids are going through in this age of finding where they fit in. And so she's 6'2". Well, he's 6'2", and he's black. And he, you know, as a woman, she just didn't feel like she fit in, and she decided to explore, am I a man? Am I really a man in a woman's body? And that really hit home. And so he came home and said, I really am a man. I'm afraid to tell you because I think you won't love me anymore. And I'm like, no possibility. You're in my life forever, kiddo. Yeah.
Right. Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of kids out there. Yeah.
I won't
don't have that.
Clothes. But my kid came home and told me some real way out stuff one time, and it blew my wig back. I was like, what? But then when I settled into who, you know, the character of the person and who they are and what they mean to me.
Right.
That doesn't even matter. What matters is how they're going to get through this, because the struggle is really,
exactly.
you know, through that. So has your son now, you know, come into his full self? Does he feel good about who he is?
You know, once he said, I am a man, has gone through some surgeries, started all the treatment, it's been about 3 years. And what I've seen in the transformation is this very unhappy person to this very happy individual. His color's changed. He's brighter.
Oh, praise God.
Happier. I know. And I'm like, I am so glad that you stepped into all of who you are and embraced who you are and just said, I'm going to do this, you know, who cares what anyone else thinks. But
well, you know, they're trying to turn back the hands of time. You know, the military, once again,
yeah.
Girl, now they're trying to say you can't get your medicine. They're not going to you in the middle of the surgeries or whatever. They're not going to fulfill that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to complete your tour of duty. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What the truth is, let me tell you, the truth is if you look at statistical medical statistics, they spend more money on Viagra for men than they do any medical procedures for any of the transgenders.
Mm, mm, mm.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
that in a bong.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, so now we are, you know, going a little bit deeper. You just said, you know what, I'm going to pour all this into love. I'm going to show people the light. I'm going to show them peace.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them wisdom, kindness, understanding, flexibility. Strategically, how are you doing that with your ministry?
Well, here's what I know. You have to be love. You have to be fully present in love in order to express love. If you're in turmoil and anger and frustration, there's no way in hell that you can be love. So you have to get yourself right, and I have to check in with myself and make sure that I'm in fully present, being loving, caring, and all of that, so that I can express out what love is truly all about. And people not only look at my words, but they watch how I act. So
mm-hmm.
your actions speak louder
right.
than your words.
Absolutely.
You can say all the stuff you want to, yeah. But
I know. They have to get
action.
Together. They be jaw-jacking.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's not good. So where are you right now? Give me a snapshot of you in Arizona. What are you doing right now?
I am sitting in my office, surrounded by my ministerial books and my pictures of family, and looking out my window to this lovely view I have of the trees and the roses and the birds, and it's just a fabulous day.
I tell you. Well, thank you so much, Donna. This has just been a great, great conversation. I just feel like I'm sitting right there with you, girl. I love Arizona. It's a synergy there. It's a vortex there. I love it. I got to get to Sedona. I haven't been there yet. So is there anything that you'd like to leave on our brains and our hearts and in our minds to carry us through?
You know, we're a work in progress. I was reading this in my daily guides today, and I'm like, this so hit home. We all are a work in progress, and we just have to recognize that it's not a destination. It is a journey. So each day, we just have to do the best we can for that day and just work through whatever it is we need to work through and know that it's all going to come out on the other side in the best way we can come out.
Wow. Well, we hope it don't come out like a colonic enema. Thank you so much for being here with me on The Edge. You are just awesome, Sauce. Please know that you have anything that you want to get to the world, please, this is an airway for you. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations all over the place here on The Edge. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Mixcloud, just on planet Earth. Google me, April Mahoney. Follow me, okay? This great contest. And there's other great interviews like the one we just had with Donna Smith. Thank you again, Donna, for being here with me on The Edge, all right?
All right.
Have a good day, brains.